More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Almost exactly a year ago, we introduced you to Yolande Deacon, who had recently set out to add a unique stamp to the local foods movement. She and her Wauwatosa-based company, Afro Fusion Cuisine, were working to combine the local foods movement with a cooking tradition from far away, her native Cameroon. A year later, the company has expanded what it makes and expanded its mission a bit, and so we invited Deacon back to the Lake Effect studio for an update. Nice to see you again.
I am super thrilled to be here. This is one of my favorite programs.
Well, we are super thrilled to have you back. And I think the last time we spoke with you was about a year ago, I think, and you had been putting together spices, spice packages and varieties of spices for people to try African cuisine in their homes. How has your business evolved in the time since then?
It has been a fantastic ride. I would say Afrofusion cuisine has been the pioneer in the field. Just going to farmers market, festivals, and starting in retail location, organic stores like Outpost Natural Food, Good Harvest in Waukesha. And what we did was to introduce firsthand simple organic African blends. So just going back to memories of my childhood, what I tried to do was to recreate using locally available herbs and working with some very good social conscious groups, organic farms like Wellspring, Paoli Food, Alice Garden, to come up with something that I felt was good enough and represent that great food that I grew up eating. So blends like suya is a specific West African barbecue blend that you will not find in other regions. I put together a beriberi blend, a Moroccan tagine, what we call spicy barbecue. And what I try to do is, because it was the introductory product that we were out there to get similar names that are accessible to people. So when I'm talking about suya, for example, I would say spicy barbecue. And as I'm getting conversation with people in store, I can actually tell the story. But the whole adventure, and it has been a great journey, was how to get Milwaukee excited and interested in learning the culture of, I say, the cuisines of Africa in a way that's non-threatening, that is accessible, that is relatable to the food that people can identify with, but the flavor that they always get surprised by. So it's been great. I mean, I can't complain. I'm here 12 months after, and I'm very excited and even more excited than ever.
Afrofusion has evolved to some ready-made sauces as opposed to just spices. Does that reflect maybe a realization of the different ways people might have of cooking here? The reality seems to be that we are increasingly a ready-made sauce kind of culture versus a start-from-scratch culture.
I say you're totally right. One of the things that, you know, happened to us, and it was a great thing, was we signed up for the Wauwatosa Farmers Market, you know, during the summer, and it's the best focus group that we could possibly have. And as we went to the market, we talked to real people, everyday moms and dad, and from all ages. And what we heard over and over is, Yolande, great idea to bring the spices, but African cuisine is still so foreign to us that we need an easy entry point, which would be give us the convenience, the access, and something that's easy to get into. And as I was serving various dishes at the farmers market involving sauces, there's a fantastic lady, Jill, who stopped by and said, Yolande, I think you should market this sauce. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, this sauce is so good. And this would be the perfect way to introduce the community to cooking. Because think about it. All we have to do is let the sauce simmer, chop vegetables and add to it, and let it cook for 5-10 minutes. Or let the sauce simmer, add meat to it. So depending on your diet, the simmer sauce is a great concept. And it's even better when it's done with fresh, natural ingredients. So what I decided to do was to team up with some of the farmers that were already at farmers market and come up with an idea of, this is a sauce that you feel you're making from your own kitchen when you have time, or your mom made it for you, or your neighbor that you know, and you know where it's harvested because it's planted and harvested in your community and it's still done in small batches. I still make the sauces in my little, very small batches that yield as much as 20 to 25 liters.
Did this take some shift in your mind? This might seem a little like cheating, or certainly not the way that you grew up cooking. You know, you didn't necessarily use ready-made sauces.
Yes, and actually, when I think about it, I do the cooking so that you can enjoy a quicker meal. So the whole concept of slow cooking is still there, but I'm shifting the burden of the cooking to me as opposed to be to the consumer. So I still do the simmering. I still do the chopping and the selecting of vegetable. I mean, I have some picture of myself and Vinicius William harvesting fresh vegetables out of Alice Garden. Some of the discussion that I had with Wellspring Organic Farm. So that selection process, that's part of my upbringing, where we had our garden, you know, just by the house, farms all over. So it's still happening. I enjoy that process so much. And what I really, really love is the love and the passion that those urban farmers put in growing the vegetables that we have all around Milwaukee. It takes me back home. And I think it's that total solution, that total package that the consumer may not have access to, that I'm actually packaging in a jar with a lot of love and passion.
Well, and do you think that perhaps people, after they have cooked for a while with these sauces, might think, well, maybe the next step for me is to try making these sauces for myself?
I've seen that happening already. As I started sampling the sauces at, you know, Good Harvest and Outpost Natural Stores, what I've seen, actually, it's interest now in both products. Because, again, as I look at the Afrofusion line, I look at the spices are for people who enjoy cooking from scratch, experimenting with different flavors, and who have the time to do so and the knowledge. And it's not a gift that everybody has. And I respect that. And that's why I thought about the sauces for the moms and the dads who are very busy during the week, but who still want to have the convenience and the comfort that they're feeding their family with something that's healthy and something that's good, but easy to make. You have a 30-minute meal. Just open one of those great jars, and it's real food. So it's perishable. It's refrigerated in the stores so that we keep that integrity of African cooking. I don't have any artificial preservative. Actually, most of what I use is lemon juice. So for those, it appeals to those who are interested in eating, again, farm fresh produce from their neighborhood, from the like of Alice Garden, you know, Wellspring, Paoli Farm, and a lot of farms that I'm discovering every day. Because as I'm talking to you today, I mean, it's a message also about good food. All the work that's being done around town to create green land within the city. As I'm doing Afrofusion sauces, I'm thinking about a socially conscious product that not only feed you and nourish the person who is actually getting it with something great, but also supporting the community in which we live. And I think it's really, I feel it's great.
What's the hardest part of this job for you?
The hardest part, it's going out there and not knowing how well it's going to be received. I'm going to be very candid with you. I've been telling people I'm taking a lot of risk. The risk is African food is still very foreign to a lot of people. Not only I'm doing African food, meaning really ethnic, I'm going very authentic with the recipes. So a lot of flavors that may shock some palates. So you got to be ready for it. I call it an explosion of flavor. And so it's ethnic, but I'm going with local farms, so consistency in product availability is a challenge. And there's a ton of education that needs to be done. So not only I'm pioneering a category in the whole Midwest, I mean, I'm one of the two makers in the U.S., and I think I'm the only one right now doing it from scratch. So it's tough because There's not always all the ingredients that I need available. There's not always sourcing supply available.
Does that mean you're ready to make a batch and suddenly you have to put the brakes on and stop because you can't get the right ingredients?
I got to be honest, yes. So in a lot of cases, when I do find the right ingredient, I would freeze them, make sure that I have enough. I'm buying a lot at once to make sure that I do have enough for production. So it takes a lot more planning. It takes a lot more organizing logistics, but it takes a ton of education. And that's why, I mean, being on discussing with you and having this opportunity to be in your, you know, with your audience here, I'm here to say, you know, let's support local, and especially when it's made from scratch and when we're trying to do authentic food. It's not going to be, you know, your 100-gallon kind of production. It's artisan work, and it's still very much, again, handmade, handcrafted. With a ton of love, I keep adding that. So that's the biggest challenge. And having also a lot of the stores, I think I have to address this. A lot of stores are not very educated on what an African simmer sauce is. I mean, people know Indian simmer sauce. They know Italian simmer sauce. So I have to be very perseverant and, you know, just keep at it and make sure that the more consumer have information. So that's why I write a lot of recipes that I make available, you know, like free recipe. I post a lot on Facebook, social media. I've been doing a little bit of, you know, food, supporting a lot of fundraisers and not-for-profit organizations just to expose people to the food. Because once people try it, they like it. So, but it's going over the hump of trying and just, you know that it's going to be like any other, you know, simmer sauce that you've tried, but it's going to be actually more delicious, I think, and it's healthier.
Why is it important for you to do this? Why is it important for you to take the tradition that you grew up with and spread it to people here who have not grown up with it?
One of the things that I always tell my community, I don't call people my customers because that's because I'm not looking at Afrofusion as a pure commercial product. It's a point of view, my authentic point of view on a heritage that I feel it's longing to be discovered by our community. I feel that food is the most universal, you know, language. Everybody eats. And I think Africa and African food and culture are not as well known as other culture. And as I look around, as I mentioned to you when we first talked, what I really missed was a good depiction of African food that I know. That's not diluted. That's not commercialized. That's not watered down. The food that my grandmother would be proud of. When I close my eyes, when I just let myself, you know, go back 10, 15 years, what I grew up eating. And that's the food that I want everybody to experience because they would love it. And I know because it's the food from your garden, fresh food that's not tampered with any preservative, colorant, any of that stuff. Just good, simple, old food that you would love your grandmother or your mother to cook for you. And it's important for me because that's part of me. And a beautiful part of me, of my heritage that I would love for Milwaukee to discover. And we're in a global world. As people travel, we always think about, you know, sharing the goods of every, you know, society. And I feel Africa has that voice and that is awaiting to be discovered and to be shared with our community here. And I'm here to do that. And I feel I'm that voice for authentic African food.
Would your grandmother have worked with a recipe that was written down?
Oh, my grandmother. Yes. Actually, I am one thing that I'm the most proud of is when you go on my Facebook page today, my two Facebook pages, I have over 9,500 followers on my two pages. Half of that number of people is based on the African continent, nowhere else. So it speaks about the quality of the recipe that I post and the food. And what I was telling a group of foodies just about 2 days ago is what I feel so excited about is now I receive so many requests to post on the page. People from all over, Senegal, like the recipe that's posted right now on my page is coming from Gambia. People want to want to share with the world their culture. The culture as honest as it is that they're living, and they've been longing to find somebody who's going to be having that voice. I mean, I respect what everybody else is doing. I'm just going to focus on what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is depict authentic African food for people who know. I call it the food of people who know. If you know African food that you would actually try in the street of Lagos, of Douala, of Accra, and anywhere else, that's the food that I cook. And I, as of now, I am not bound by, I keep saying this, by any financial constraint to dilute the product because of margin. I am pushed by principle and a vision of something that I hope people will embrace. I respect all the work that has been done by other, I guess, African food pioneer in all over the U.S., but I feel we can do better, and I'm here to do that.
Well, Yolande Deacon, we will connect people with some of these recipes, and maybe some of them will send you their recipes themselves. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yolande Deacon is the proprietor of Afrofusion Cuisine, a Milwaukee-area company that makes sauces and seasonings for African-flavored cuisine, sold online and in several local stores. You'll find several of her recipes at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. The culture of celebrity meets 19th century portraiture. We'll learn about an exhibit on at the Milwaukee Art Museum when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.